From the Madison Roseburg studio, some fog for just a bit longer, then sunny for the rest of the afternoon, looking for a high of 46. Fog tonight, then freezing fog overnight, cleared down to 29 degrees. Freezing fog lingering till about 10 a.m. tomorrow, then fog, then clouds, then gradually becoming sunny and a high of 49. More of the same on Thursday at a 60% chance of rain for Christmas Day. 46 degrees now, KQEN News Time, 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon for to talk about a proposal that has been out recently. And last week, the Douglas County Board of Commissioners put out a release encouraging local leaders to join them in supporting a business reopening plan from the Oregon State Chamber of Commerce. We're going to delve more into that with Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce. Chris, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Always a pleasure to be on the show with you, Kyle. Thank you.
So talk about the proposal here. What details can you tell folks about it, and also explain why the board is supportive of it?
So, you know, the big challenge lately has been trying to figure out what to do with our small businesses, and everybody in the community knows that they're hurting, and it's a sad situation, really, when government is driving all retail business into big box stores and closing these small businesses, and we're all aware that there's a whole bunch of consequences of this close or of COVID, but the economic consequences are just as real, and so folks are feeling helpless, both business owners themselves, their employees who are laid off, and the community who's wanting to support them, and everyone's, you know, really grasping at any sort of hope or concept of what we can do to help them, and I get that. So what we've been doing is trying to examine in the current climate, you know, what actually can we do, and work with the local Chamber of Commerce, of course, and also the Oregon State Chamber of Commerce, and provided some input. And I got to give the Oregon State Chamber the credit for coming up with this plan. You know, they've accumulated all the data and ideas and come up with something that they feel will work. And really, it's a lobby to the Oregon State Legislature to do some things to help these small businesses, and you know, that was included. The details of that were included in our press release. I'm happy to go over those things again with you in detail today if you want to dig that deep into it, but that's the gist of it.
Well, give folks a little idea of at least some of the details of what this might involve if the state officials went along with the idea.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the biggest concerns that we've had, that we, I say, as a community, as the people, as the public, have had, is this idea that this is all based on science, and where's the science to back it up? And we know, because of the epidemiology work that we've done and the contact tracing work that we've done, that very few cases are tied to these small businesses that are, you know, especially being punitively closed. So the first step in the plan is to reopen the businesses. This is also, you know, going to take some cooperation from the public. People need to understand, and you know, you just mentioned you had someone who you personally knew who died from this, that the virus is real, and that there are some people in our community that are the most susceptible and that can be harmed. So they got to take the regulations seriously. And while we're talking about that, I want to give kudos to the public. They have taken the regulations seriously. The numbers are on the decline in Douglas County. Right now, today, I think Douglas County has the lowest number of reported cases for counties our size throughout the entire country. We've been in that position a large majority of the time throughout the start of the pandemic. But back to the plan, it's immediate reopening of all business. We need some substantial remedies to local businesses that have been forced to shut down through no fault of their own, as the state has deprived these businesses and their employees and their livelihoods. And what we're asking is the legislature to allocate funds, whether they come from Federal CARES Act funds or otherwise, to make these businesses whole. And that comes in the form of that $75 million is the number that's in here that may or may not end up being the right number, but a $75 million hospitality relief fund dedicated to helping the state's restaurants and hospitality businesses to recover, a moratorium on new or increased taxes and fees. And we've done some things here at the county level to try to help those businesses, including we did a specific grant opportunity for all the businesses in Douglas County that have a environmental health license. All they had to do was fill out a simple form, send it back, and we sent them a $500 refund towards their environmental health fees. That's all restaurants, places that have swimming pools, different businesses that, again, require that. So we've, as the county, stepped up and refunded their money for those fees. We're still doing that work to make sure the people that patronize those businesses are healthy, but we can't continue to further damage the businesses financially by requiring them to pay that fee. And then we're also waiving the environmental health fee for the coming year. So those are things the county is doing. But again, a moratorium on any new taxes or fees on any business. I just can't understand a situation where we literally are crippling the economy by stopping small business and then having this thought that the state would impose further taxation. And this is going to be a challenge to see, you know, what comes out of the legislature at a time when I know the state is hurting for revenue. And, you know, obviously they make their money on income taxes, lottery funds, and a whole bunch of other taxes and fee structures that are paid by local small businesses and our employees. So I know that they're hurting for revenue. They got a major revenue gap, which, you know, the MO typically of the state is to try to fill revenue shortfalls with new taxes. And so it's going to be interesting to see what they propose. But our proposal is, again, is a moratorium on any new taxes or fees on small businesses. And then stabilization of the commercial rental market through a short-term tax credit for property owners that are willing to waive debt for commercial tenants that are behind on rent. And, you know, we're, again, talking about commercial tenants, but a large amount of the economy is driven by rent revenues, whether it be commercial or residential, and the state has put residential business owners or homeowners, landlords, in a situation where they really are encouraging the worst to come out in people and offering folks an opportunity to not pay rent, whether they have cause or not. So folks who actually own rental properties for a living are now in a situation where they may have mortgages on one side that they can't pay because their renters on the other side aren't paying and don't have to provide any cause whatsoever. So those are some things that we're asking for from the state level in order to try to help small businesses.
And what is your thoughts about small businesses feeling like they're getting hit harder than the larger companies that do business in Oregon?
I agree with it wholeheartedly. You know, if you go look, and I was happened to be in some of these stores recently myself, you know, you go into Costco, you go into Safeway, you go into Fred Meyer, you go into Albertsons, you go into Home Depot, you know, there's people. We happened to be in Eugene yesterday for a doctor appointment, and I had to stop in Cabela's real fast to look for something. You can't find a place to park. The store's absolutely stuffed. No social distancing's being followed, while, you know, the small sporting goods store is struggling. The small restaurants are closed. It's just obvious that all of, you know, the thing about it is we live in a supply and demand economic situation, and people still need goods and services. They're going to go to wherever they have to go to get them. And right now we've just had the government take a certain, you know, section of the supply out of the market, and people are still getting what they need, but they're being driven into the bigger box stores in order to be able to get it.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More with County Commissioner Chris Boyce when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson at 1. This is actually our final Inside Douglas County program before the holiday. We've got an Oregon Duck basketball game midday tomorrow. That'll be on at this time. And then Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, our Mannheim Steamroller and American Christmas and other holiday programming here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. County Commissioner Chris Boyce joining us from the courthouse this afternoon, talking about the proposal from the Oregon State Chamber of Commerce regarding reopening business in Oregon. What about the loan and grant and other programs that have come from various levels of government? Have those helped, or have they been not enough?
Well, there certainly have helped, and there certainly haven't been enough. I own two businesses. We were in our businesses able to take advantage of some of these grant opportunities, like the EIDL grant, which, and then the payroll protection program that came out, and you know the businesses reluctantly took advantage of those things, not understanding fully what the requirements may end up being. We've all filed for forgiveness on the PPP. Program, and we're just now finding out what that's going to look like. And what I found out for my two businesses is that because I took advantage of the EIDL, that was an emergency disaster loan or whatever it's called, up to $10,000 per business, because I took advantage of that program and was able to take advantage of the PPP program, which I think most everyone's in the same boat, the PPP forgiveness is going to forgive everything except for the amount that we took on the EIDL. So now we're looking at having to pay that back. And we were, you know, understood that the terms of payback were supposed to be 10 years, but now we're finding out they may only be 18 months. And if that's the case, then that's about a $600 a month payment that we may incur immediately. And, you know, it's just people are grasping for any sort of help they can get. So they certainly are taking advantage of these programs, but to some extent, the full program is a little bit unknown, but there certainly hasn't been enough. But again, you know, I can talk firsthand about what the county has done. Recently, the county was, as part of the CARES Act and through the state, given our share of $55 million that was dispersed to counties to give away to small businesses. And we chose to contract with CCD Business Development to give away our funds. We targeted businesses specifically that were included in the second shutdown, included, you know, wineries that had food services, breweries that had food services, restaurants that don't have drive-throughs, gyms, et cetera. We actually got our application portal open first out of the five Southern Oregon counties, and that was, you know, two Fridays ago at noon. It was open for a week. We had 198 applications that we received, and I think with the amount of funds that we were allocated, we were able to fund 103 of those applications. And we actually did something a little different, was we gave 100% of our allocation to small businesses, and the county paid the admin fee to CCD for doing that work separately. Even though we could have held back the admin fee out of the grant funds, we want to make sure as many businesses got as much money as we could. So again, 103 businesses were successful. We had 198 applications and we were able to fund 103. And that doesn't include all the businesses out there that need help that, you know, unfortunately didn't hear about it or didn't get their application in on time or didn't qualify or for whatever reason. There's certainly far more need than there is resource when it comes to helping these small businesses.
What about that number of people in the county that are either unemployed or many that are underemployed with very much reduced hours right now?
You know, that's a big thing, Kyle, and that's really an area where we need help from our state legislators. There's some things that our local state legislators can be doing at the state level to help us, including this unemployment thing. You know, I forwarded a few complaints that came to our office about people who are laid off from work not being able to get their unemployment benefits to former Commissioner Leaf and State Representative Leaf. He's been working to try to help them. But I haven't seen anything else coming out of any of the representatives to the legislature to address some of these important unemployment issues, and I'm hoping that those things are coming. So, for example, the unemployment system in Oregon is broken, and I think it was broken before the pandemic, but the volume of claims that came along during the pandemic certainly exploited the weaknesses in their program. And there's a lot of folks out there that are unemployed, they need help, and they need to access this program, and the program is just leaving them stranded, and they're not able to connect to their benefits. The second thing is, many of these businesses have been forced, beyond circumstances of their own, to lay off their staff. And I don't know how familiar you are with unemployment insurance, but it's like every other thing, your rate is sort of based on your frequency. So when the state closes you and says you can't open, you have to lay off your staff, then they go and jack up your unemployment rates because your frequency went up because they made you lay off your staff. And that just absolutely is not right. And we need help from our local legislators and all the legislators around the state to fix that problem. Right now, all the local business people are getting their new unemployment rates for the coming year. And I don't know a single one who hasn't had a significant increase proposed as a result of them being told that they had to lay off their staff, and that just isn't right.
As you look at this chamber proposal, and it's been out there for a while, what kind of level of support are you hearing from not just around this area, but other maybe other commissioners, other people you talk to around Oregon?
So we have sent that out to, you know, we have a list of commissioners and judges that is available to us through AOC, the Association of Oregon Counties, and we've sent that out to everyone and asked for their support, and I know that the state chamber's done the same. Every single response that we've seen back has been positive. We have commissioners from around the state who have committed to pass resolutions in support of this plan, and we see the support for this plan mounting and increasing literally daily. So it's something that everyone thinks is doable, and it's, you know, not punitive in nature, and we feel like the support is growing, and it's great to see.
So how do you balance all this with the health side of dealing with this pandemic?
You know, that's a great question, and the good news is that we have the best team in the state, in my opinion, maybe the country, working on it. You know, we have, obviously, our Board of Commissioners is the local public health authority, and we have a contract with the state to provide public health, but we easily admit that we're not the smartest guys in the community and that we need some help. So Commissioner Freeman, being the liaison of public health, pulled in a group of folks from around the community who are very knowledgeable and very dynamic, and you've seen the list, and we call it the COVID response team. And that team has done a great job. And, you know, one of the things that we made clear, the commissioners, early on, is that we're not really interested in a situation where we force people into compliance. And we have always felt like giving the people the right information and showing them the correct numbers and making sure that they can see what's happening will allow folks to have the right information and make the right decision for themselves. And again, I mentioned today that our numbers are back on the decline and looking good. We're right on the verge of being able to change our status in the state's metric system. And that is purely due to the work of the citizens in the community and the COVID response team, getting them the right information and understanding, you know, hey, we've had some bumps in the road. We had a spike in cases because folks sort of were fed up and made the decision to go do some things over the Halloween holiday that ended up causing some problems. And I think they saw that and, hey, we need to tighten things up and take it a little more seriously. And they did. And now the numbers are headed back in the right direction again.
Have you heard any response from the governor's office to this proposal?
We've not. And we have an opportunity to speak with the governor herself on occasion. We have more opportunity to speak with her staff. And we actually have that call. I think it's on Thursday this week, and so I'm looking forward to it to find out what they have to say about it.
All right, Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce on Inside Douglas County. Chris, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Kyle. Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.